Good morning. This is Word Made Flesh, the radio ministry of Neighbors of Hope. We'll share struggles and triumphs of how through the Word, everyone can experience the loving and healing reality of Christ's compassion. Now here is the Neighbors of Hope Executive Director, Pastor Stephen Palmer, with this week's Word.
Well, good morning, gentlemen. Welcome to this week's edition of Word Made Flesh. How are we doing?
Good.
All right. Bright-eyed and bushy-tailed. Lovely. We've been studying a new series that we do pretty much on an annual basis here at Neighbors of Hope, and that's our study on Lazarus. Comes from the 11th chapter of John's Gospel. Our intent with this study is to really put ourselves in the story. What is our response? How does our lives, particularly our lives through homelessness and addiction, our pains, our failures, how does that parallel the experience that Lazarus encounters with Jesus? Right? If we were Lazarus, how do we see ourselves in that story? Okay? So today we want to look at about the middle of that story. We've kind of gone through the first 37 verses or so. So can I have somebody read verses 38 through 44?
Jesus raises Lazarus from the dead. Jesus, once more deeply moved, came to the tomb. It was a cave with a stone laid across the entrance. "Take away the stone," he said. "But Lord," said Martha, the sister of the dead man, "by this time there is a bad odor, for he has been there for 4 days." Then Jesus said, "Did I not tell you that if you believe, you will see the glory of God?" So they took away the stone. Then Jesus looked up and said, "Father, I thank you that you have heard me. I knew that you always hear me, but I say it for this, for the benefit of the people standing here, that they may believe that you sent me." When he had said this, Jesus called in a loud voice, "Lazarus, come out." The dead man came out, his hands and feet wrapped with strips of linen and cloth around his face. Jesus said to them, "Take off the grave clothes and let him go."
Very good. Very good. Thank you. Thank you. First responses. What's your initial response there? What thoughts, comments, questions? What jumps out at you?
Jesus showing the glory of God to his power, what he can perform, what he can make happen. He can make happen anything in this world, raising the dead after 4 days. And that's through Christ showing what his Father can do, and that he bears witness to his Father, and that's why he's here, to show us in the way.
Seeing the light, realizing God loves me.
For me, it was when he calls out in a loud voice, "Lazarus, come out." We all can call it out in other ways. You're going to come out, or you just peep your head out, halfway be out, scare the change, or pop back in.
Right.
And then have this little vision. I took it out, just come out, and he's calling you out. And also for me, it's like God and as well Jesus, I get called out, I'm a crap, or I'm halfway about this, and I'm that, I'm not hot or cold about something. Kind of get called out, pulled out.
What always stands out to me is not just from the Lazarus readings, there's always a point when somebody still questions Jesus. He says, "Take away the stone," and Martha says, "But Lord,
he's stinking."
Yeah. Kind of puts in perspective how we do that sometimes. We feel like we got all this faith, and we put all our faith in God, and then for a second we rethink it, like, hold on, is this really happening? Or question it, and then it happens just like it says. You
know? I think we did verse 40, when then Jesus said, "Did I not tell you that if you believe, you will see the glory of God?" And so I think for me that sums up it all, that if you believe, you will see the glory of God. So Jesus is saying, Believe
what?
Believe that I can do it. I can do for you what no one else can. Believe and have trust in me that that I can bring you back to life, that I can restore life after death.
Okay. Mm-hmm. You got anything there, young man? No highlights on that little section there?
No.
Okay.
All
right. Okay, good stuff, good stuff. Yeah, he stinketh. There's a stench. I mean, so kind of what we were talking about a little bit yesterday. If we're trapped in this tomb, in this place of pain and failure and darkness and all that other stuff, a dead life, it can be pretty stinky. Right? Now, we can choose to stay in the stench. Right? And sometimes we have. But let's think about this. Earlier on, Jesus said to Mary, Martha, it's kind of one of those things, well, if you'd only been here, he said, well, I told you, you know, don't you believe? Well, yeah, I believe you at the end of the, you know, the end days we'll be resurrected and all that stuff. I understand what the doctrine is. I understand what our creeds are, our constitutions, well, however you want to say it, right? And we talk about being kind of like a functional atheist. We can say all the right things, but do we really, right, really have it deep down inside us? So here's Jesus, and you have all these people, the professional Jewish mourners surrounding, you know, doing their wailing, little tongue rolls and all those type of things. Mary and Martha are distraught. And yet, you get the idea that it's very quiet, right? Because he's on the scene. They know who he is. And like with each step, he's approaching the tomb. One step at a time. You can almost hear the dust beneath his feet, the dirt, right? And then he stands before the tomb. And he shouts probably the three most important words in this entire Bible. Kevin, come out. Now, why would those be the three most important words?
Because he knows your name.
Which tells you what?
He knows you're hurt.
Yeah. Do you believe I can do this? Do you believe I love you?
Compassion as well.
Every step towards the tomb, Jesus, God, moves towards your darkness, your pain, your failure, your stench. And every step towards you is a step that reveals God's love for you. Love calls you out of that. That's got nothing to do with doctrines. That has nothing to do with constitutions, creeds, or anything else. You can memorize all that. You can go to Bible seminary. You can get all the education you want, all the information you need about Jesus historically, cultural criticism, etc., etc. And never hear that voice. Story of John Wesley, one of the kind of co-founders of what we now call the Methodists. You know, he was an Anglican cleric. Was studying in seminary, but he's on the ship coming to the United States, to Georgia, right, back in the 1800s, right? There was quite a turbulent storm at sea. And here's a man of faith, but he watched some people on the boat just start praying. And he realized in his heart of despair that he may be going to lose his life, that he was missing something. And so when he started the Methodists, it was really grounded in one thing, and one thing only, right? That we are called to experience God's grace and then share that love with the world. Right? We will never hear this voice of love if we keep telling ourselves, I'm not lovable, I'm not worthy. And in the story of Lazarus, it's almost as if Jesus is trying to reveal to us that God's love for you personally is even greater than the world. That we hear about in John, for God so loved the world. Well, here, God so loved the person. So much so, calls you out of your darkness, your failure, your pain, and your stench. So, gentlemen, do you hear that voice?
Oh, yes.
How so?
Well, that voice brought me here. It might have been through people finding the place, but I was brought here to learn more about God, God's love for me. All the people here, heaven knows, with life change, a fresh start. And coming out of the cave is not always easy. Sometimes you like to go back into it, but because of
groundhog
here. Exactly.
Saw my shadow, I'm out of here, man.
But I do know God loves me, and he's got good things in store for me. I might not know exactly what they are, but as long as I keep listening, gives me enough of a piece, it's like being here right now. You know, I'm doing what he wants. And that's working with other people at this point, working with community, all of us together as one are growing together right now. So that's a beautiful thing. And as time goes on, he's going to show me more, and I just put my trust and my faith in him. Sometimes I'm stubborn, I don't listen, of course, but, that's me breaking the old person in the tomb, getting away from that.
So. Yeah. Good. Thank you.
I look at myself, I equate it with when I was out there in my addiction. I look at my wife and my mother as being Mary and Martha, and I'm Lazarus because they kept calling out to Jesus, Kevin is dead, Kevin is dead, but Kevin, I didn't want to listen to their voice, I had to really sink down in the depths of my own darkness and addiction to really realize that, people do love and care for me. So when I came off that crack house at 3 o'clock in the morning, crying to God and asking God, help me, help me. And he heard me and he led me here. And so slowly but surely, I feel myself being resurrected, being pulled out. That tomb, not trapped in the darkness anymore, because it's like I know now that Jesus does love me, because I'm not trapped in that tomb of darkness anymore. I can hear my mother and I can hear my sister and I can hear my ex-wife saying, okay, it's okay, believe, believe, and because Jesus loves you no matter what you go through, no matter what you do. That love is there. And this is about you just taking that step to come out of that darkness and realizing, finally for once in my life I can actually see a little bit of light. I can see some of that light. Because I've actually stepped out of that tomb. And it feels beautiful to know that, no matter what you do, no matter what I go through, that God does love me.
I myself, I do, yes. I just got to decide to get out of the way and let God work with my life. And every once in a while, I catch my human ways, the old personality wanting to take control, but I can't do it, man. I'm young still, but I can't do anything. I need someone's help in that, and that's God's. I mean, all the amazing things happen in life, it sure ain't me, man.
Well, thank you, gentlemen, for joining us on this week's edition of Word Made Flesh. May God's grace, peace, love, and joy be with you all.
Thank you for listening to Word Made Flesh. Neighbors of Hope brings people hope through a comprehensive suite of Christ-centered programs that include the Men's Ministry, Blessings and More Resale Store, our Third Day Farming Project, Fishes and Loaves Food Pantry, and of course our radio ministry program, Word Made Flesh. Find out how you can become a neighbor of hope at neighborsofhope.com. We look forward to you joining us again next Sunday morning.